my basic question really would be, would relate to anything that you might, any information or instructions or advice that you might have for me at this point.
We have spoken of this before in your time. There are many of my masters that need to know what it is to slumber under a fiery form. They need to know what it is, entity, to be able to, what they term, meditate under one, to see the power of the existence of that form. I am most anxious for you to design, as it were, indeed, one that is suitable and what you will call portable, that entities that you could make and ship to them that need it, that they could put it up and have it wherever they would like to.
Portable.
Well, I have learned this word. Does it not mean that it can be broken down and set up
right
in other areas?
Okay, that's something new. That hasn't been an aspect of the design that I showed you.
What I would like for you to do, but to make a small one that would fit over a divine entity who would sit upon it, entity, and contemplate himself.
Hasn't that already been done by others?
Not by you. And you, entity, had a hand in the beginnings of this wonderful creation long ago in your time. I would like for you to create it, and perhaps we will get someone to make it for you. But I have a lot of need for it with my beloved brethren. There are going to be structures that are going to be built, entity, and you're going to be the one who does that. That there will be a conference place to where the great ones can assemble under such a shelter.
Would that be the design? Would that be essentially the design that I showed you?
Well, essentially, but on a greater and greater basis.
Right.
I wish one to one that I could put here,
okay,
and have you sit under it.
Okay. About the pyramids that I'm designing. Is there any information that I need that I don't have?
Your pyramids should not be sheathed in metal.
How about the nails? Should they be aluminum rather than steel?
Not even that.
No metal at all.
None. The only metal that is needed, entity, should be placed one third up within the chamber, as it were, indeed, should be that which is termed copper, but only used as a conduit to flow the energy and circulate around that which is termed your holding there. That will create its own inner force field, but that must be within that which is termed the pyramid, not on it or out, aligned with it.
So what materials are you recommending?
Wood.
Wood. Dowel together?
Indeed.
How big?
Taking upon scale, as it were, indeed. Take a man's height, or the average height of a man, as it were, indeed, and increase it one third, and you shall have the precise height for a man to sit upon it and contemplate and be in the right spectrum of energy in order to have it function properly.
One third higher than a person?
Indeed.
Okay.
And to the base perimeter, you must understand this about the fiery forms. The base of the perimeter, the height have been established that one could sit up in it. The perimeter will continue on down into the earth wherever it is set. So it is also bringing great effects wherever it is setting upon the soil that it is setting, all around it, wherever it is setting.
Does it have to be sheathed on all sides, or can it just be a frame that you can see out?
It only has to be framed.
Just frame. Okay. Once I get something down on paper, will you consult with me about it?
Indeed, I will.
Okay. While we're on that, could you tell me anything about the Great Pyramid, when it was built?
It was built, as it were, indeed, that which is termed 48,000 years ago in your time, entity. There were pyramids before that were constructed of that which is termed woods, of the winds of that which is termed the desert, and the awnings of that which is termed the stratum, caused great havoc. The stones, as it were, indeed, were cut. And they were cut, as it were, indeed, from that which is termed the intellectual version of Atlantis, using that which is called laser lines, thought. That is why they can cut so cleanly and so perfectly, and establishes the edges in which they were. and the gravitational field that was used to bring all of the stones into being entity was very easily established. It was a vacuum that was created that created 0 degrees temperature within it, which allowed that which is termed no gravity to exist. It was done very simple, all using light entity as a propellant. So be it.
I love you.
I love you greatly. It has been a good audience. You have taught these wonderful entities well. So be it.
My strong girl. It is swaying a little entity. It is.
Indeed.
Should I just make it permanent and then, you know, tie it rather than to make you a little... I was making it adjustable because it was too powerful in the Giza shape. So I was making it adjustable so I could bring it up and down.
It is all right. It is all right. But you should change that which is termed your threading on it, because it will have a tendency to start to sag a little bit, and this it will start to collapse a little bit on the inner face.
So I can make it taut, possibly?
Just
keep taut, tightening it.
Indeed.
So be it. I thought that was such a wondrous, and so I'm still pleased with my eyes for the string pyramid, for it solves so many problems. It makes it so simple.
Oh, entity, you know how they made the great pyramid? They put a great ship in the sky at the point of the apex and shot light down to the ground, and it was from that that the architects designed to lay each stone within those perimeters.
Indeed. I love that.
You know what a pyramid looks like? If you build a house in the science around that structure, it does not have to be an obvious pyramid as has. You build the pyramid, or set it precisely in perfect alignment with true north. True north is 20 degrees of magnetic north. That is true north. And set it in alignment, perfect calculations, and then build the house around it to where it is unobvious. You will have built a Christ within a house and power within a structure. And have the quarters, as it were, indeed, that are the most powerful. Just below where you slumber, right below, have all of the foods area to where the food is prepared. And in the most powerful area where you slumber. And the degrees of that will encompass everything around it. And your food will not rot and spoil. And your plants will grow wild. And your water will be amplified. And your degree of knowingness here will be opened. Remember that when you seek for the other land. It is not a hard thing to do, but it does take preciseness for the form. After that, you may build around it whatever you want. You only need the form to have its effect. And then you will see things grow and become and know as you have never known before. It puzzles me why they do not use this in their architecture.
Probably because it wastes space.
Not if you can build around it.
Not if you can build around it.
The most obvious effect is where you will spend the majority of your time in it, which will always be in slumber and in eating. Anything other than that is where wasted space is.